Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, July 30th, and you're listening to the Big Call. I appreciate everybody tuning in. And did I get the date right? Is it the 30th or 29th? Is it the 30th or 29th?
It's the 29th.
29th, okay. All right. Bruce, Big Call, take two. Welcome, everybody. Just kidding. Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. I'm getting ahead of myself. It is Thursday, July 29th, and you're listening to the Big Call. And I'm not going to get too far ahead on the rest of the call. So thanks for listening, everybody, all over the globe. I'm glad I caught myself with that and we verified it. That's good. Very good. I appreciate everybody listening in, and before we go too much further and get into Sue's anointed teaching, let's pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you that we have persisted and we have stayed with this until the very end. And as we get ready to break through that final tape at the finish line, we thank you that you've been with us. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I really appreciate that. We all do. Because we've had to basically stick together as a people group, as a community, as listeners, waiting for that eventual release that we are about to receive. Thank you, God, so much for anointing Sue and the message tonight. Thank you for all of our listeners, for Sue, for Bob, GCK, Pastor Scott, and others behind the scenes. We thank you so much that we are about to manifest and we are about to receive a wonderful blessing. Thank you for it so much in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I am already calling your message anointed. So let's believe for that and look forward to that, as I always do and Bob always does. Let's see what you'll bring us tonight. I know it'll be special.
Well, tonight I'd like to imagine, to go into your divine imagination and imagine that you were being handed by God, Christ, an incredible little sparkler, but a divine sparkler. A thing that was going to ignite and take you from the title of this article. So imagine that sparkler being handed to you for the journey forward. And their title for tonight is Lay Aside the Weight of Sluggishness. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 6:11-12. Sluggishness in a runner signals danger to a coach. Something isn't right. Something is causing ambivalence, draining confidence. The runner is losing heart. Half-hearted running is a forerunner to quitting. That's when a caring coach intervenes. Every athlete, even a premier one, loses focus or desire and at times wants to give up in the stress and strain of training and competition. I've never heard of a successful athlete who didn't have a coach who pushed her or him when they got discouraged, lost confidence, wanted to quit, pushed him beyond what he thought possible. The best coaches don't just encourage, they also exhort. They come on strong. Getting this, Bruce? They get angry if they must. They warn against the dangers of foolishness, indolence, or losing resolve. And that's because they know that humans are not only motivated by reward, we're also motivated by fear. It's how we're designed. God is the ultimate reward, Hebrews 11:26, and the ultimate terror, Luke 12:4-5. And we're equipped to understand, be awed by, and be motivated by both aspects of God. And Jesus is the best, most caring coach there is. When we are injured, helpless, legitimately tired, or ashamed, our coach is almost always comforting and encouraging, Matthew 12:20. But Christ also loves us enough to get in our face when we need it. And that's usually what we need when we feel sluggish or we're becoming ambivalent or sloppy in how we're approaching our goals. Spiritual sluggishness is a manifestation of unbelief. It's a sign that there's something about God that we doubt, and it's draining our hope, which means it's draining our energy and drive. We're not giving it at all, giving it all we have, because we doubt it's worth the effort. When we feel like this, we typically want an arm around the shoulder and a gentle word of understanding and commiseration. What we typically need are loving reproofs like these. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. Hebrews 4:1. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Hebrews 10:26. Spiritual sluggishness is not to be tolerated. It's to be fought. It's potentially a faith race. It's a weight that needs to be laid aside. So how do you do that? Identify the doubt. Sluggishness has a cause. What is sapping your faith? Repent. Unbelief is a sin. Seek to actively turn from it. And number three, target that unbelief with truth. Stop whatever else you may be doing for devotional reading and focus on and pray through texts that deal directly with this issue. And four, don't go it alone. Humble yourself and share your struggle with trusted counselors God has given you. Our great coach often speaks through assistant coaches. Hebrews 3:13. Spiritual sluggishness is common to man. We all experience it. In the slog of our long faith race and the adversity we encounter from the world, there are times the reward gets obscured by confusion and discouragement. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather healed. Hebrews 12:12-13. And with that, lay aside the weight of sluggishness and hold on to the light inside of you. And remember, you have all that you need in Christ, in your inner Christ, to carry out this great journey ahead of you and be filled with joy. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Well, that's really valuable, Sue. Thank you very much. Be filled with joy and be filled with the Holy Spirit, I would say. That's a wonderful teaching because, you know, it tells us that, yeah, it's maybe we can call it normal to be sluggish regarding spiritual things. as we go through this lifetime challenge, race challenge, going through day by day by day, and just having the persistence to stay in faith and to take that faith with us daily and to take Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit with us daily as we pray, as we walk. You know, this is a marathon. This whole thing's a marathon. And it's really, you know, one type of that marathon is what we've all prepared for this blessing. For me, 17 years, 10 years on the big call, 11 if you count the call I did before that the big call started. But, you know, it's, you know, in sports, Bob, you know this because you played sports, baseball, basketball. Sue, you played tennis. I played tennis. I swam on a swim team for 8 years, I guess, 8 or 9. And it's like coaching. You know, it's really coaching. And your coaches were there, just like you mentioned in the teaching, to exhort us, to encourage us. Sometimes they said things that sounded a little mean. Sometimes they were very positive in their commentary. But always it was for our benefit. And so I think that that teaching covered that concept very well to the point where we can feel, you know, very good about any type of exhortation and encouragement that we're called to do. You know, as the so-called coach here on the big call, my goal was to encourage all of you out there in, you know, Dinar Land and Zimlandia to hang in there, to, you know, fight the good fight of faith and to not give up, you know, not faint in well-doing, but continue. And I think the vast majority of you have done that. So I feel that is a worthwhile thing that we have attempted to do on the big call. And I just think, Sue, that's a really good, thank you for finding that, developing that, and bringing that to us so beautifully tonight, because I think we all can relate somewhat to it. Hopefully we all relate to it. Bob, I know that you're a coach as well, and have been a coach, and have been coached. And I'd love to hear what your comments are about that teaching tonight.
Sure, Bruce. And Sue, thanks again. That was really great. I just was really resonating with that message. And then, Bruce, what you were talking about is making sure that you walk with Christ every day. And I started thinking, you know, with that being the most important thing, why wouldn't we do it, right? It's like when you get up in the morning to head to work, you're not just going to roll out of bed and you know, put your bathing suit on and head to work, right? You're going to tend to your hair because it's probably all messed up and matted from the night's sleep. You're going to brush your teeth, right? You're going to wash your face, shave, pick out the clothes you're going to wear, make sure that your Boomer Boost and Barley is in your little Tupperware in your briefcase, right? And you're not going to just go off to work. So why wouldn't you also spend time making sure that you're walking with Christ, being that it's the most important thing, right? And then the other part that Sue was talking about was fear, in that when coaches have to be strong and exhort us, it's because sometimes fear is a good motivator. And I started thinking about that. I was like, all right, so what's the main fear? And I started thinking, maybe it's fear that we will be less than our destiny.
Yeah.
And that because we're not walking with Christ, we're not giving ourselves every chance to become our full destiny, since it's He that animates us, right? And so then I started thinking, if you're going to get up in the morning and do all these things, most of them are in the bathroom, why wouldn't you look into the mirror and look at yourself and imagine that you are walking with Christ? It's like, so if Jesus was right there with you, what would you look like, right? And, you know, I started thinking to myself, how would I look? It's like, I'd be smiling. First thing, I'd be smiling, and I'd be saying, thank you, Jesus, for walking with me today and helping me to feel peaceful and confident, and helping me to make it easy to take action on the things that will make me my full destiny, right? And then it's like, well, how would my voice sound, right? Would it be harsh and, you know, grumpy, like sometimes people can be in the morning? Or would it be soft and loving as you gave thanks for this most treasured of all gifts, which is the privilege and right to walk every day with Jesus? And why waste one single day in having ignored the Spirit? And even though it's always there, you have to pay attention to it to bring it to life in your life.
Wow, that's really, really wise. I love that. Really wise and great advice, too. I enjoyed every part of that. Thank you, Bob. Sue, what say ye about this teaching?
Well, I love this teaching, and I wanted to bring it to the call, to the community, because as a coach for 28 years, you know, it is the most important is to honor and recognize the Christ and to see the Christ in other people and to emphasize their strengths and to emphasize our strengths. So in the morning, like what Bob was saying, is to wake up and one of my coaches a long time ago said she taught me the pattern of not getting out of bed, putting my feet on the floor until I had anchored in my intention for that day and make it strong and make it brilliant and make it compelling. So I've had that for, I don't know, too long. And what I loved about this teaching is the commitment to not just take the easy route and to add sluggishness. It's like sluggishness in the body, sluggishness in cells. There's not much light. There's not much spark. There's not much fire. And I know as a coach that I've had to, when people are just kind of going on automatic and they kind of do that, you know, even with myself, you know, if I see myself in a little automatic pattern and I get a glimpse of it and yet I haven't dealt with it, or I see it and my awareness is increasing around it, sometimes I have to like say, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop doing that. You know? And that's a really, and I've been with people that would say that they had diabetes and that, you know, they were, you know, way overweight, and that their husband was coming in and just eating cookies for lunch. And it makes me crazy. I mean, that kind of stuff. And that's what I wanted to bring to the community is, this is your chance, just like Bob was saying, to walk with Christ is also to ignite that Christ spark of divinity, of excellence of possibility and to let it consume the less than Christ energy that is weighing you down, that is not promoting a beautiful flow and a graceful, joyful, inspired life. And that's the sluggishness of habits, the sluggishness of a spirit that is ignited, and to say, I deserve to live in a really strong, flowing, joyful, little bit of ignited feeling, peaceful, with a little sunlight on water, a little bit that keeps you moving, keeps you with a little bit of spark, keeps you going a little forward, not a sluggish, stagnant, same old kind of thing. Because we're about growth and we're about the increase of light, and the light can continue to increase. So that's what I wanted to bring to the community, to make sure that you're looking and saying, have I been sluggish? And it's just as easy to turn sluggishness into strength when I'm ignited with the light of Christ.
That's very good, Sue. Thank you, Sue. That's well said. And that's just remarkable. Both of you, you and Bob, did a wonderful job with that teaching. So thank you for finding that and bringing that out so beautifully. Sue, it's just really valuable for us because it's so easy for us to get into a rut or get into a little bit of a routine where we don't really, like you say, it's okay to be on autopilot for some things. But what Bob said is so important about make sure that you're taking Jesus with you wherever you're going. You know, take him with you. Make sure he's there. He's in your heart. He's in your spirit. But take him with you and can carry on a conversation. Be conversant with God. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Sue, for that. And as it is Thursday, our normal prayer night, see if we have any prayer requests, Sue, and maybe the possibility of a praise report. Go ahead and do it all if we have it tonight.
Well, we have a few prayer requests, and we have one that's primarily a prayer request with an appreciation for what this person, I guess, who hasn't given us a name on our first prayer request. But we're going to pray, and let's get us all together in that beautiful holding our candle, holding our inner light, holding the light of Christ, and just flowing it by shutting our eyes and directing our healing energy in Christ to these prayer requests. And so this one woman is saying that she's been in pain 24/7 with bursitis and inflammation and a bunch of other, tendonitis kinds of things. And we want to see that for her, all of the solutions, including the arrival of this blessing, with all the new healing that's going to be available to everyone, available to her, she's asking for the med beds, and to be able to get and apply all the love that she needs and that everyone in this world needs to heal completely, because the obstacle is the way. And we see that she's healing and then sharing her healing, total healing with other people, and that the RV has arrived and she's delighting in her total health recovery, all the med beds, everything that she could possibly need and require to be pain-free and gloriously fulfilling her next level of purpose. a sip of water. And we have another woman who's writing, I believe it's a woman, for Samuel, his or her son, who is suffering from a mental illness because he's sleep deprived. And we're seeing that Samuel, who I guess is in Christ, but is very hostile, he's saying he has been diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder. So we're hearing that this person that's writing, let me see if I have that. It could be this Betty May. They're sort of bleeding together, so apologies. That Samuel and Betty May are finding the solutions, even the dietary solutions that can affect, you know, mental dispositions, like a lot of too much sugar in the diet can cause gastrointestinal schizoaffective related symptoms. And we're imagining that Samuel is now surrounded with a very clear, coherent path. And with our clear, coherent prayers in Christ, that completely rebalances his nervous system so that he's sleeping well, he's well regulated, his food intake is well, and that he's no longer homeless, and that Betty May is seeing him and practicing seeing him fully recovered and sending her strength and her prayers to not only Samuel, but to herself. And we see that anyone that has been plagued with an emotional or mental or physiological disturbance, that they learn the skills, they learn the practices, they learn the deep healing of how their body and their nervous system works with things like Boomer Boost, with exercise, with rest, and they're learning to apply that in Christ to have the wisdom to live whole and beautiful lives. So we see wisdom, wholeness, full recovery, full security, fulfillment, joy, and wonderful creative expression for everyone on this call in a way that aligns them with the best of their self-care and the best of caring for others. And in Jesus' name, we close our prayers for tonight, seeing everyone at a new level of healing and a new level of fulfillment, continuously growing in that way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for pointing that out. And, you know, I know Bob has some ideas, just as you do, about that type of a disorder. And what came to my mind was ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba, 240 milligrams, two capsules at the same time of day, meaning in the morning, not split, one in the morning, one at night. That doesn't work. But two together of ginkgo biloba is a really good help for that as well. And I'm sure Bob will echo that if he wants to. Thank you, Sue, for that handling of those two prayer requests. And appreciate it very much. And thank you for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests and praise reports over the 10 years that we've been doing the Big Call. Because that's something that I wanted to have, as well as an opening prayer on every call and a closing prayer on every call. And so God honors the call by allowing us to do that. So thank you, Sue, very much for that. And Bob, if you want to address that now, you can, or if you want to wait, you can do it either way. What do you think?
Yep, I'll do it later on, Bruce, with something I've got planned to talk about.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bob. Sue, it is back to you. I know that you've been working with our listeners that have been sending in requests for your world-class presentation templates and making mm-hmm. those available for those who have been interested in that. And I'd say this is the time when you want to talk about it, but this is the time, based on the information that I have and will share during the Intel portion, to move ahead rapidly if you need any assistance at all for a presentation. The template is the ticket. So, Sue, tell us what it is you want us to know tonight.
It's so funny. As you were talking about that and just, you know, getting ready to warm up for the world-class presentation and leadership that we always talk about in this segment, I had this flash of a huge stadium. This was what was being brought to me in the spirit of a huge stadium, and it was just filled with people cheering for everybody that has created their projects. It was just a huge stadium, and everyone that is listening to this segment, and we're going to have some really good stuff for you tonight, you know, you were being cheered because you have created projects that are going to change the future, generations and generations. It is us. We're the ones that are doing it, and all of our teams and all the teams that we're going to be, you know, working with, and literally the company of heaven is applauding you. So that's literally what I was saying as you were introducing it. And so tonight, we're going to talk about, as we always do, we're going to talk about a consideration for your presentation, and we're going to talk about maybe some things. We always like to bring you a little forward, and some things you might want to consider just having your teams be aware of. As a leader, it's always good if you can kind of go and learn a little bit ahead of your group and just keep them interested and moving forward by bringing some new insights. So that's what we're going to do for you, and hopefully you can use it when you get into developing your teams. So that's the leadership segment. But I just want to start with noticing the people that are getting the templates and what they feel and what they express. Now, they don't get a session with me, but they're getting to write down what their projects are about, and then I can review them, hopefully, as long as the numbers are not out, and what it's like for them, Bruce, to just have made that commitment to write it down in a really succinct but powerful way. And I love hearing that it took all the weight and all the pressure and all the confusion away to have a model that they could follow, and then they can own. They can say, oh, I wrote these really clear projects that are, you know, high impact, which means they're going to make a big difference for multi-generations, and I can feel really good about the scope and the scale of my projects and how it's going to affect the bonds or the currencies that I have and how that's going to, you know, affect generations. So it makes me really happy to see, when you think about this, Bruce, we have done probably by now about 9,000, some of them, maybe even more, it could be 9,000 to 14,000 mega projects, huge projects. And so we're going to talk about when you're developing your presentation. Here's something to, if you haven't done your world class, or if you have and you want to be able to articulate and enhance what you're going to say, this is something I doubt anybody has heard about, even maybe Mr. Bob. And it's something called a meta-organization, a meta-organization. A meta-organization, and it's a great way to position your projects if you haven't done this yet, a meta-organization is when you take several organizations, so all the organizations that are working on sex trafficking. Bruce is talking about, you know, a meta-organization for rebuilding, redesigning, all the construction, constructions, organizations. Meta-organization is a relatively new term, meta, so it's comprised of multiple organizations. So if you're in your pitch and they ask you a question about your projects, all you need to do is say, this project is really going to consist of meta-organizations in, and then you name Rebuilding America or Construction or several systems or parts of your project. But if you use meta-organization, you're going to start to show, and even when you're working with your teams, saying, let's pull all the meta-organizations, say for me, that are involved in new anti-gravity technology or, new neuroscience or healthy childhood development. Those are meta-organizations, all the scientific organizations, all the holistic organizations. That expands the scope, the scale, and the reach of your projects, and it's going to show your capacity to understand how larger systems are now being studied, designed, and strategized. So remember that term. Look it up, meta-organization. It's just coming under the lens of scientific inquiry. So it's a very exciting, especially with where we're going in the next, probably 30 years. Wait until you hear what I have to say with leadership. It's going to be something to really keep your eye on, is how that's developing now that we're going to get into much bigger systems and technology is going to be impacting those systems. Meta-organization, use it in your pitch and use it when you're maybe even designing your description of your projects. So that's for your presentation. And for leadership, and this is a good, I'm a futurist. I think you guys know that by now. So I like to see where we are, and then I like to go out on the timeline and say, okay, what can I sense? There are signals of what's going to be, what do I need to be aware of? What are the subtle little signals that I want to track for my team so that we stay aware? And here's a great little PDF. It's called The Future of Skills in the Global Humanitarian World. The Future of Skills in the Humanitarian Sector. Humanitarian Sector. And it's a 48-page document that was developed about the whole new upcoming humanitarian ecosystem, what the possibilities are, what the methodologies for looking at things like What is technology going to do? What are logistics going to do? What are going to be the disruptive factors? So you want to make sure to look that up. The future of skills in the humanitarian sector, and it's going to teach you and make you aware and be thinking about the kinds of people you're going to be hiring, the kinds of systems you're going to need to be paying attention to. They literally went out and did a foresight study. Again, it's a futuring skill on what's going to be happening. You've got to realize how much disruption is about to occur. So you want to, we're going to use that word again, use that meta skill, that ability above the patterns and the systems to look out into the future and say, okay, what are some of the things that they're beginning to see already, like changes in technology, changes in disruptive placement for workers and people that are actually running projects, project management changes. All of that is in this 48-page booklet. And what you can do is just print it out or put it in your, you know, humanitarian things to look at, and it's going to help you be a catalyst in your meetings. And I have probably 15, I've limited to 15 treatises, a lot of them that I brought to you on the call, that I have for the first 2 years of working with my team, so that I go out to make sure that I'm staying aware, I'm staying ahead of the curve, and I'm making sure that I'm reading the best literature out there so that I can be an impactful leader and co-leader with my teams. And so I wanted you guys to have that, because it's literally from now until for the next 30 years. They go into the, you know, next 30 years. So it's a really insightful, really powerful report, and I think you'll enjoy it. And I wanted you to have it so it helps you on your leadership journey. And if you're just getting a little stagnant, like we said in the beginning, it's a great read to stimulate you and to think about, you know, what are the vectors? What are the things that you want to be able to stay aware of yourself so you can drive and you can be an influence in your projects? And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was very valuable for us. Thank you so much for that. And as you mentioned, the templates for world-class presentation creation are a paid-for item, $165 for the template. But that will allow you to create from the template your own customized world-class presentation, which Sue will review and help to refine should it need refinement. So just realize that.
As long as the numbers, when the numbers come out, we fade to black. So just know you got to get it, you got to work on it, and as long as numbers aren't out, you're going to get my review. But a lot of people just are good at go, oh, it was really easy, it was really clear, I found it really easy to imitate, and they just did it, and they said, oh, my God, I was so grateful. It made it so easy. So that's for people that are stuck, Bruce. And they're stuck, and they don't know. They're like, okay, am I going to be a person that's going to change the face of these issues and be able to create thousands of jobs, millions of jobs? Or am I a person that's just going to stand there and just lead a nice life? No?
Yeah.
That's really who we're calling up to.
Right. That's right. You have to be the one to determine that. Everybody on an individual basis will determine whether they're going to do something beyond themselves, do something for humanity. And that's what we've been about on the Big Call for ever since we knew of the value of what we're going to receive. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. And I'll tell them how to get in touch with you for the last time. And I'd say get those emails ready, guys, because what I'll tell you in the intel segment should allow you to move on this tonight or forget it. All right. So, Sue, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Very, very strong. And Bob, I want your comments on Sue's segment, which I know you'll give. And then can't wait to hear what you've got to share. Maybe in the way of testimonials and or a study. We'll see. So take it away, Bob.
Yeah, so, yeah, Sue, I think the, you know, your concept of the, you know, the meta organizations is really good for people to think about because, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to be embarking on new things in new territory that we're going to be learning a lot about and for the first time taking action in areas that are new to us. So we're going to need our mentors and coaches to guide us through. And many times the meta organizations are awesome resources for helping people, right? So just like the example of being a member of the Board of Advisors Mastermind, okay? And,
yeah.
you know, being able to go, like I'm going to be not this coming week, but the week after, to go for 5 days and meet with 100 different people and you're there all together in this one hotel for 5 days. And the whole concept is to help each other with resources, introductions, advice, joint ventures, partnerships, et cetera. Sharing on, you know, hey, I know somebody that you might be able to hire to do that. Or I know someone that might make a great person that would fill this job at your organization. And so you could never do it all on your own. And then, and this is a diverse group of businesses, everything from, you know, directors of family offices to the guy that invented the infomercial to, you know, somebody with a nutrition company. But you can also become members of a meta organization that's industry specific. So I used to be a member of the board of the New York Association of Homes for the Aging. And so there was, you know, 600 plus nonprofit nursing homes in the state of New York, and we all belonged to an association. And then there were, you know, about 20 board members that helped to oversee the association and direct its activities. And then at the same time, you know, you were the CEO of your own nursing home organization. And that was extremely valuable. And there was actually a president and staff of the meta organization whose sole responsibility was to provide support for the members. And
right.
really, really valuable, you know, yep. really, really valuable way to become more effective in your capability.
Thank you for that. That's perfect. Exactly.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody, regardless of what your project is, just look up, you know, associations for, you know, prevention of human trafficking, associations
right.
for care of the elderly, right?
Yep.
And then you'll see them. They show up because they have staff that build their website, that, you know, they have IT infrastructure people, and so those types of things are going to show up easily in searches, in
online
searches.
And that's a way to have their team. Yes, and it's a great way. That's a great way to get your research team to be able to fund way down in different systems people that need the funding to carry out these you know, distributed projects or mega projects. Exactly, Bob. Really good.
Yeah, and quite often, like, what you could do is, once you identify the association, what you can do is connect with the president of the association, right, who's the executive director, so to speak. And then what you can do is send them an email and introduce yourself and send them the outline of your project, right? Send them your one sheet and ask for a meeting. Say, hey, could we do a Zoom meeting someday for a half an hour where you could give me advice on how to proceed? And it's going to be, you know, really, really helpful, because that executive director is an industry-specific expert who it has sometimes many hundreds of members who are all also experts that person is learning from. And so you're going to get the highest level possible information by doing that. And they're going to respond positively, especially if you say, I'd like to consider becoming a member of your organization. And then that's just what will happen, you know. And by the time you're done with that half-hour call, you'll probably have 10 or 15 additional resources that will have been suggested for you to connect with, and just information you probably never would have thought of on your own.
Right.
And it also, Sue, creates like a sense of comfort. It's like, I'm not in this on my own. I don't have to do all the work. If I'm part of a meta organization, then I can do my part, and I can make sure that I'm not duplicating someone else's efforts that I didn't even know was doing the exact same thing. And so then I can work together with them, find a niche to complement them. And, you know, just one of the very first things I think that people should do. So thanks for bringing that up, Sue, in regard to the meta organization, because in regard to the projects, I hadn't really thought about that yet, you know. But since you brought that up, it's like, wow, this could be like the greatest resource. This one concept could be the greatest resource for all the Big Call listeners who have projects planned.
Thank you. I'm glad it was helpful.
And so, Bruce, I have a couple of testimonials that are really short and sweet. One of them is a woman whose initials are AE, and it's very simple. It says, I purchased barley for my sister who lives in Mexico. It helps her to detoxify and lose weight. She has lost 10 pounds in 2 months. And isn't it interesting how you can lose weight by detoxifying?
Right. Right, that's good.
And then another one.
Hey, Brock, you know what else?
Yeah.
Said AE's sister is down in Mexico. And after that, after she told her sister about this, her sister said, AE, I owe you.
That's good, Bruce. You're in your A game tonight.
I'm on my A game tonight, baby.
A? You're in your A game, eh?
Yeah, hey. Good.
Hey, Sue, before I forget, a really cool book you might want to read. It's called Miracles Happen, and it's The Life and Timeless Principles of the Founder of Mary Kay. So it's the life story of Mary Kay Ash.
Oh, fun. Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, she was an absolutely amazing woman, like you.
Yeah.
So,
thank you for that.
Bruce, I got another one. This lady's initials are GP, and she's talking about Boomer Boost. She says, it's sweet and not like all the other green drinks. I've been drinking it for a week, and it makes me feel better. There's lots of vitamins. I'm definitely reordering. And that's the thing, Bruce. I don't know if people realize this, but when we created Boomer Boost, it took us almost a year to figure out the flavoring aspect of it. because there's 70 ingredients and they each have their own unique taste, and some of them don't taste very good, in order to get just the right combination of the natural flavorings to make it taste okay, the formulators worked on it for months and months and months before they got that.
Well, you know what I like about that, Bob? The Boomer Boost, it's slightly sweet. It's not sugar, but it's a delicious, subtle flavor. You know, it's not, mm-hmm. you know, you just go, ooh, that tastes good. That tastes really good. Kind of a berry flavor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And, Bruce, there is a study that I was looking at earlier, and it's actually a reprint of an interview that was done with a neurologist in Canada, and it's called A Neurologist Makes the Case for Integrative Medicine. And she was talking about helping people with Parkinson's disease and how they seem to be particularly vulnerable to loneliness, even if there are other people around, and that this feeling, this morphic field of loneliness, is extremely detrimental to their health. And the more lonely people seem to be, the more quickly they deteriorate. And so she was talking about how to make sure that people have proper social support so they don't compound the effects of their Parkinson's disease. And it was all within the context of the importance of integrative medicine in neurology. And it's just interesting. And she said, you know, some of her colleagues would say, well, why do I need to know about this? You know, I'm the neurologist. And the fact is that no matter how good you are at, you know, prescribing medicine and changing the dose and changing the medicine to get just the right brain chemistry balance, if you're missing the boat about the loneliness and you don't understand how important that is, you know, you could just be shoveling smoke, you know? And so I started thinking about integrative medicine, and, you know, I used to work with a very famous integrative medicine physician and got to learn a tremendous amount about what it means when a patient comes to the facility and everything that needs to be tended to in order to have the best possible outcome. And so I started thinking about, well, what are some of these things? And just to go through them, it's like the issue of sleep, right? If you're a healthcare practitioner and your client's having trouble sleeping, almost no matter what else you do, the person is still not going to be feeling well, right? And then the whole issue of energy, right? The energy from eating the right foods, not being sluggish, as Sue was talking about earlier, the energy from having the right nutrients to stimulate your Krebs cycle, going back to sleep. If you're not getting the right sleep, you're probably not going to have energy. And just to be able to pay attention, as we talked about earlier, of every day walking with Christ, you're going to have muted energy, you know, if you're not doing that faithfully and through prayer and the like. And then just to be really healthy and happy and productive, you have to have a sense of ease and calm, right? Where you're not always locked into this pathway of, hey, things are terrible, things are not okay. You know, that changes the way that your heart beats, and it changes the electromagnetic pulse that's coming off of your heart, right? And so this is things to pay attention to. And Bruce, you and I were talking earlier about the concept of prevention of cancer, because today we recorded a podcast at Boomers Forever Young in our podcast room on the prevention of cancer, and a week from Wednesday it'll be out. But it, as it turns out, when you look at the different literature and research about what helps prevent cancer, it's also the same things that help prevent heart disease and stroke and Alzheimer's disease and diabetes.
Yeah.
And because a lot of it's related to inflammation, getting rid of toxins, making sure that you get enough of the right type of exercise and all that. And so, and this is what we do, Bruce, at Boomers Forever Young. We're not just the best nutrition company in the world, which we are, but if you go to our website and find our YouTube channel, there's all kinds of videos about all these other aspects of, you know, holistic health and integrative types of practice, right? And in, if you are on that website also, you can additionally click on podcast, and that brings you over to a whole different website called Live Forever Young Radio, and that website has about 30 different half-hour podcasts, and on all of the topics that we just mentioned, and a whole lot more as well. And so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, Bruce. Last couple of days of the of the month here. Tomorrow's a good day. If you need something, give us a call tomorrow. We won't be answering the phone on Saturday, which is the last day of the month. You want to be able to take advantage of the different bundles that are on sale and make sure that, you know, you get your extra points for, you know, referring people and all like that. So tomorrow's a good day to get in touch with us. And even if you don't need anything, you know, Bruce, last couple of days we received phone calls from this one particular individual who was getting ready to go in for a procedure and didn't have a lot of social support and really just needed some reassurance and someone to talk to the day before and then today when he was getting ready to be picked up to be taken to the hospital. He called again, and God bless Gene, picked up the phone and spoke to him and talked to him for a while, you know, and just to encourage him, let him know we were there for him. If after his surgery he had, you know, any need to talk to us again to ask any questions about his recovery period and what nutrition to take to help him recover the fastest possible. And it's a man in his, you know, mid to late 70s that just needed that today and yesterday. So keep that in mind as well. You know, I spent a good part of the day today on the phone with people talking about all varying issues. And Bruce, about half the time, it's not about do you need resveratrol or turmeric. It's about social matters and, you know, all kinds of issues that are, you know, related to integrative, you know, techniques. And so
Bob, that's what I wanted to say tonight. Thank you, Bob. What's really cool is that you've taken a really holistic approach, not only with Boomers, but with the association, the Med-Associations concept that you already had years and years ago with the Association of Nursing Homes for the Aging. And, you know, it's the fact that we can go and look at this thing holistically and take a look at all aspects of nutrition, of sleep, of diet, of exercise, of all the social aspects. It's just to have all of those lined up as factors, as variables that we can control, really. We can actually make a difference in our health with all of these variables. And I love the fact that you look at everything. You look at medical care holistically. And certainly Boomers is an absolute winner. I'm just so glad. I just thank God you know, that you came in touch with me and we were able to have you on the big call for over 6 years now. It's just terrific. And people need to realize Boomers is the number one nutrition company. They have products that nobody else has. They have what nobody else has. Nobody has a formula in like Boomer Boost with 70 active compounds that you stir and mix in water along with two different types of barley, you know, which is sprouted at exactly the right time to give it the maximum potency, along with your premium probiotic and if you choose lignans. And it's like you put those four powders in a glass or in your shaker with your water and shake it up, and you're good to go. I mean, it's terrific. It's just a great system. And it is a total health system. So as Bob is suggesting that you might, you know, give a phone call, it's not just about the products. It could be about what Bob just mentioned. A gentleman going into surgery. He needs some comfort. He needs some reassurance about what he's about to do. And, you know, Bob, that is just going the extra mile, man. That's what that is. So everybody needs to remember and write this down. I guarantee you this is the last time I'm going to mention this on a live call. That is the phone number for Boomers, so put it down and put it in your phone, okay? I've got mine, Boomers, parentheses, Bob, and it's 727-443-2500. 727-443-2500. And as Bob mentioned, you know, tomorrow's a good day. Fridays are good days for calling in. And that is good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of it. Now, as Bob mentioned, there are YouTube broadcasts. He has a YouTube channel that you can get to at the bottom of the website, the footer. We'll have that. So how do you get to the website? First, you go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you land on the homepage, you'll see the banner that says Boomers on it, and click on that banner, it'll take you right into Bob's site. And you can look through it, you can see all the free stuff that you can look into, learn about the point system, you can look at the bundles that are there, products on sale page, you know, and just learn about the total health system. And I highly recommend that everybody get in touch and put an order together online and submit it. About 98% of the people order online. There's some people that call and call their order in and like to speak to people in the office like Gene, who I got the pleasure to speak with for the first time, I think it was last week, Bob. And it was really, really an amazing guy. He's terrific. I thought, my gosh, this guy's how old now? 80-something?
84, yep.
84. He's got more energy than I do. I'm like, golly, he's 84. He sounds like a 40-year-old. You know, he's absolutely sharp as a tack. And I appreciate all of the people that are working at Boomers. And the fact that Bob's going the extra mile by offering that type of care, it just tells you where his heart is. And it's been with us on the big call for the 6+ years now, and it's just a blessing. I'm telling you guys, that has been, and Bob continues to be, a blessing, along with his staff, because they've all learned from the pro. And I'm very excited about that. So, remember the three variables, guys. Time, money, health. After this goes, you're going to have more time. What has held you back time-wise will no longer be a factor. Money, not an issue. You'll have plenty of that. What about your health? Will you have the health to enjoy the remainder of your life? I hope so. But we know we can do something about it. We can take charge and not be sluggish. We can take charge and we can learn what we need to know about how to maintain our health or improve our health. And Bob's concepts with boomers are absolutely the best we can find to use. So I'm going to highly recommend it. And I'm going to say everybody should make no bones about getting started with the total health system after this goes. All righty. Bob, anything else you want to add that I may have forgotten?
No, I think that's it. Bruce, your time hack, 10:14.
Okie doke. Thanks. Well, I think we'll have this call done for sure by half past the hour. Thank you, Bob, so much. All right, everybody, let's talk a little bit about what I can talk about. I did receive explicit instructions on what not to talk about tonight. That hasn't happened in a long, long time. What I can say is we are looking very, very good between now and the end of the month, which is Saturday. I really believe that from what I'm hearing, everything is ready to move forward in the direction that we want. I will say one tiny little piece that I got from Iraq this evening before the call, like 15 minutes before the call. We heard that the Iraqi dinar will have a new rate that will be posted Friday, check that, Saturday morning. Saturday morning Iraq time, which is late tomorrow night. I do have more information, but I'm not at liberty to share it. We've been told at this point not to share anything personal. There are new ears listening, and we have to be very careful what we say, so I'm not going to get anybody in trouble, including myself. And I really believe that finally we are approaching the finish line. Let's say it that way. That's why the comment tonight, when Bob played the lead-in music tonight with After Midnight, interesting, yes, by Eric Clapton, and then when he played the Doors song Break On Through, yes, this is a breakthrough, and the third one, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Crossfire. Yeah, we're going to be in the mix. And that's a really cool trilogy of three of my favorite songs coming into the call tonight as lead-in. So what I wanted to say was that I've really enjoyed doing this call for 10 years. I've really enjoyed having Bob and Sue as co-hosts with me for the last 5.5 years for Sue and 6 years for Bob. And it's been a joy. I told you guys I would take you all the way over the threshold with this, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing tonight. So this is a wonderful time to be super prepared for what it is you're about to receive and what you're about to bring to the exchange locations and redemption centers. I highly recommend you get in touch with Sue at this very last minute. If you don't have your project nailed down, absolutely, she can help you using the template, the world-class presentation template. And what you do with that is you need the PayPal account, $165, and you need to email Sue. The email is integratedminds@hushmail.com. and put your cell phone in the body of the email, and as the subject line, put down presentation template, T-E-M-P-L-A-T-E, template, okay? And then she will send you an email back. Pay close attention to your emails, especially over the next day or two, and we'll see if she can help a few more people that are that have waited to the last minute. All right. Rebuild America, President Trump's concept was to try to use that, but we already had the name before he did. So instead of rebuild, he calls his thing Rebuilding America. Ours is Rebuild America. And that's what our goal was, to do that. And everybody will work together, hopefully, in some way, as we create a template for what happens with Rebuild America. We will be designing that so that you guys will be able to say, oh, I see. Oh, we do this, then we do that, and step three is that, step four. It'll be just like a paint-by-numbers creation that you can say, oh, I see what we're doing. I gotcha. And you guys will be doing the same thing that I'm going to be doing, but maybe in different parts of the country. That's why we asked for 5,000 people that were listeners to the Big Call that wanted to participate in Rebuild America to participate by doing the same concepts that we're going to be doing. We being Bob and I and the rest of our advisory group in creating leadership teams. So that is really the plan. And the Veterans Retreat Network will be slightly different than that. But, you know, our goal is to honor our veterans and create retreat sites for them, which we have in mind by state already. And so we'll be working on that as well, putting that together. It's kind of like when you're coming to the end of the ride and you're just about ready to lift the bar as the roller coaster comes into its final stop. And it stops and you kind of go, wow, that was quite a ride. Well, that's pretty much how I feel right now. I think it's wonderful that we had a community that, for the most part, stuck together and was unified in our concept, in our mind. And I just love the fact that we're all working to better humanity, not only here in the United States, but globally as well. And, you know, Sue's a futurist, so everything that we do here for our own planet, perhaps some of that gets taken outside of our planetary realm into new areas. So we've got between 300 and 320 new technologies that are just about ready to be released, that have been suppressed technologies. They're about ready to hit it. And starting Sunday, August 1st, we have JSARA starting officially on the 1st of August, which is Sunday. So that's something to watch out for, and we could actually get an announcement about that, which is interesting. Our program, NASARA, already started about the 1st of July. And in some forms or fashions, you may have seen some things already come through that are part of NASARA. They haven't announced it publicly, but I think that will come shortly. And it's very possible that the Tier 5 John Q. Public may start in that first week of August. So it won't be a problem, but it's really what I'm hearing. So let's see how that goes. Let's see what happens. I would say keep an eye on your emails closely over the next couple of days, and let's see what develops, because I'm feeling very confident on what we're hearing about what it is we're waiting for with this blessing. So, get in touch with Sue. Remember, it is a paid template. You pay for it. Not in Spanish. Sorry. You need to speak English. And respond to Sue right away. Okay, and I mean tonight. All right, everybody. Let me pray the call in, and then we'll say goodnight. And I'll say thank you for everything that everybody has done in the community at large. Lord God, thank you so much for this opportunity that we've had over the last 10 years. Thank you that we've been able to help people to stay plugged in, to be committed to, that we've helped to encourage those that have been waiting for this to occur, like we all have. And I thank you for the opportunity of this blessing and for the fact that we've been created for this time specifically and chosen for such a time as this. So thank you so much for blessing us, for bringing this blessing to us so that we might give again, so that we might be good stewards of that blessing and really help humanity at large, help the rest of the world, starting here with our own country and then going beyond anything that we could ask or think, because this blessing is going to be that big of a blessing. We thank you for it. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and for everything he did for us in the way of healing, on the way to the cross, for eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thank you for our provision, for our health and healing. Thank you, God, for everything that you've given us and will give us in the future, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everybody, thank you for everything all over the globe, everywhere that has a listener that has paid attention or has tuned in to the big call, whether live or on the replay, thank you. And special birthday wishes to anyone who has a birthday in the next couple of days. All right. Thanks, everybody. Sleep well, and we will talk to you on the flip side by email. So make sure that you're registered on the website, which is bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure your latest and newest email is there. Thank you for it, and we'll talk to you guys soon. And I'll try to hang up as soon as I can here.